Yo, what's good, family? I'm driving in the rain on my way to the gym, and it sparked my mind today to talk about dedication. It's funny to me that people speak so much about dedication, and very few people actually have the true definition of dedication. Very few actually live it. Dedication goes hand in hand with commitment. I will be the first to say I suck at commitment. I suck at committing to things that I cannot see. That is very difficult for me. I know that it's very difficult for humans in general. Of course, that comes in line with faith. You have to have faith in order to be committed. If you lack faith, commitment is very hard. Commitment and dedication and faith are all tied into one. They're like the trifecta. You have to commit yourself to something that you believe in. So you have to have the faith that whatever you're committing to and all the work that you're putting in is going to work. But you have to remain dedicated in the midst of the ups and the downs. When you're really, really low is when your dedication and your faith will be tested. Your faith will be tested extremely. I know it's raining, so it probably sucks to hear me. It's really, really loud, but I had to put this on something because it just hit me. But yo, when you're at a really low point, your faith is tested. If you can keep the faith, the dedication will follow. But I say that to say that there are times when your faith will be diminished. It will be your dedication that pulls you through. So whatever you're committed to, once you commit, you got to stay dedicated. Commitment is that beginning part. The dedication is that long drawn out part. And the faith is what you're all doing it for. Faith is everything wrapped in one. You have faith and you believe in your vision and what you see and what you can become and what you're trying to manifest. Through the commitment of committing to the plan, stick to the plan. But the dedication to the plan is what's going to make everything work. And in them days when you really can't see it, you really don't know what's going on, you really looking in the mirror like, what the heck? Why did I do this? Why did I start doing this? What is going on? I just lost $1,000. I just did this. It's your dedication to the plan that you know for sure. Is it going to work? Yes. But you have to remain dedicated. It's the dedication. And I say that because like I'm driving in the rain to go to the gym. And there are a lot of times when people can be like, I want this, I want that, you know, I want to look like this, I want to look like that, but they don't commit, you know, but a lot of times people say what they want to do, but they don't have the vision of themselves smaller. They don't have the vision of themselves losing weight. They can't see what they would look like skinnier with a six pack or with abs, or they can't see themselves bench pressing 225 or squatting 315 and things like that. They can't see it. So since they can't physically see it and it's not manifesting in front of them, it's hard for them to commit to something that they can't believe in, because a lot of people lack the faith in the unseen. And it's human nature. Nobody's better than anybody else. Nobody's weaker than anybody else. You know, some of us have stronger faith in the unseen. Some of us have stronger faith in what we believe is going to manifest and what we believe is going to become and become reality. Some of us have stronger faith than others. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the same way that somebody might be stronger in the gym. Somebody might be faster on the court. They work at it. People with strong faith, they work at it. People with strong faith, their faith is continually tested. Continually tested. And each time it gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger until their faith is unmatched and it can't be knocked by anything. And that's like with that type of faith, it's easy to commit. It's easy to have that dedication. But I'm talking to those whose faith withers and it's small. You know, I'm one of those people who have been guilty of having small faith. And I've been like, oh, no, maybe not. But you just like your dedication at that point in time and your commitment to whatever you started. You have to understand that the delayed gratification of sticking to the plan or sticking to the motion or sticking to the word of God or sticking to the commitment that you made to your wife you know, sticking to the commitment that you made to your significant other, sticking to that commitment, having that, sticking to that commitment and sticking to the dedication and dedicating yourself to them and picking them every time, or picking your plan every time, or picking to be healthier every time, you're going to look up one day and be like, whoa, what I could not see, what I lacked faith in and could not see, is literally right here in front of me now. All you need is the faith of a mustard seed. If anybody's seen a mustard seed, they're literally like tiny. You can fit them on a penny, on a dime. All you need is that. Or even the seed of a redwood tree, like those redwood trees in California that grow to be, you know, hundreds of years old and their size of buildings. Those seeds start off smaller than a dime. But you just have to push and remain dedicated and remain committed. And by the time you look up, you know, you stick to the plan. You stick to the routine. You keep going. Even if the faith is withering and you can't see it, you keep pushing. And then, you know, you're going to look up one day and be like, whoa, I'm 40 pounds lighter. Whoa, I'm 80 pounds lighter. You know, it's all about commitment. Nothing happens overnight. You're going to have days where you can't see it. You're going to have days where you don't believe it. You're going to have days where you're going to be like, I quit. But you can't quit. So long as there's breath in your lungs and you are able, there's hope. You cannot quit. Your path may go up, down, left, right, upside down, flip around, turn around. You might make a couple U-turns. You might do a 180, then make another 180, whole 360. You might even branch off into another thing that you discovered. But you have to stay committed. And you have to have that dedication. Each day is not going to be easy. But each day, you can make something better. Slow progress is better than no progress. Look at things in life through two lenses. Will it help me or will it hurt me? And once you begin to do that, you're gonna take off. But you gotta stay committed. You gotta have that dedication. That dedication and that commitment, that's gonna build your faith. And when your faith is built so strong, nothing knocks you. You could be in the midst of a storm with a big smile on your face. Like, well, God gave me rain, so let me collect some drinking water. You're going to look at life in a completely different light. People be like, oh, you know, they give you lemons, make lemonade. You might take lemons and be like, let me get these seeds and plant them so I can get some lemon trees. Life gave me lemons. Now I got a whole business. You're going to look at life in a whole different perspective. Life is literally what you create. It's literally what you think. Thought travels faster than anything else. Faster than the speed of light, speed of sound, anything. Thought, the brain, travels faster than anything in this world. So you cannot tell me that your mind is not the most powerful thing you have. You train the mind, and everything else will follow. How do you train the mind? You train the mind by building your faith. Because when you have faith, you'll never question yourself. You'll never second guess yourself. Because you know that if I stick to the plan, if I'm committed and I'm dedicated, something good is going to come from it. It may not always be what you want to come from it, but something good is always going to come from it. It's all about your perspective and how you see life. Dedicate yourself. Commit yourself to yourself. Do that first. And watch everything follow. Watch. I'm telling you, y'all. Y'all got this. Peace and love. I love y'all. I'm about to go to the gym. Might die. Might make it. Don't know. It's going to be a good one. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And we on. We on like Donkey Kong.